What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. Wow, it's already midweek, this beautiful Wednesday, right? It's already Wednesday, crazy. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day as we're going through this Engaging Heaven Today devotional. Tune along with us. You'll love it. Today's devotional, very dear to my heart, 50-year commitment. 50-year commitment. The scripture is found in Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. Psalm 37, 5. Moses trained 40 years on the backside of a desert, then another 40 years before serving 40 years in ministry. 80 years Moses prepared for the only 40 years of service. Jesus prepared 30 years for 3.5 years of public ministry. And we want 3.5 years of preparation for 30 years of And we want 3.5 years of preparation for 30 years of limelight. There's no such thing as overnight success. It's a daily grind of being faithful with what God has called you to do before you see the increase. There's a process, and God rewards the faithful. All the time spent waiting and working will be worth it. In the end, if we only stay committed, people aren't faithful in their marriages anymore. If things are difficult in the relationship, they don't want to work it out. They'd rather just move on. But unless we commit to something, how can we see the benefits of anything? Find something in your life that's worth committing to for a lifetime. Engaging Heaven further thoughts. Name something or someone in your life that you're committed to, even though it's difficult. How are you going to work through it? Man, this is an incredible thought. The Lord told me what. Years ago, I saw a lot of marriages falling apart, and I was kind of like, man, Lord, like, what's going on? Like, you know, these relationships that I think are incredible are ending in divorce. It was really heartbreaking. And the Lord said something so powerful to me. He said, they're not committed to me. How do you expect them to be committed to each other? Wow. Years ago, when I first started our first church. Now, I mean, you look back now, it's many years ago. I got everybody together. And it was our first leader meeting. There was about, I don't know, maybe 25 of us. And, you know, my poor wife's looking at me like I'm crazy. And I said, I want us to be together for the long haul. And here's what I'm asking from each leader. I mean, I was nuts. This is powerful. I told everybody I wanted a 50-year commitment. 50 years. I don't remember if I had everybody sign little forms or not, but 50-year commitment. I basically said, if we're going to do this thing for the long haul, then I need the commitment. Right? Let me tell you something. That seems radical. I asked for 50 years for us to see awakening and revival together. And people said, okay, I do. Sounds nuts. Sounds crazy. Sounds like who would want to give 50 years? Let me tell you something. A lot of people did. A lot of people said yes. They said, let's go. We don't even see that kind of commitment anymore. We don't even see that kind of like love and faithfulness towards anything. Never mind a vision for the church or a region. And, you know, there's some people that will laugh and joke around and say, Leanne, I've done almost 25 years with you. Of that 50-year commitment. And they have. But it was more about faithfulness to commit. It was more about, you know, giving everything towards what God has called us to do. You just don't see that anymore. If people give a 50-minute commitment, they think they want a trophy for being faithful. You're not faithful. We have to give our lives to something for the long haul. And lock in and believe that God has so much more waiting for us. Faithfulness is tough, especially for this generation. Because when there's difficulty or things are challenging, like a lot of this generation today, and I'm saying this generation, I don't know, mid-30s and under, they start to think that maybe it's not God. Well, it's a little more difficult than I thought. Well, do you think the Lord knew this? Well, I don't understand why it's being so hard. Do you think God set you up for this? Because hard doesn't mean not the Lord. Hard means God's going to bring you through it, and there's some things you need to learn in the process. But we don't reset life. There is a lot of divorces because people aren't ready to commit. Marriage is hard. It's not going to be easy. Every part of marriage isn't this one moment in your honeymoon where you just can't wait to get, you know, to the bedroom, so to speak. Like, that's not life. Is it the most fulfilling relationship you'll ever have? Yeah, absolutely. You find the right wife or husband, what a blessing from the Lord it is. But it's not going to never require work. Some things are going to take time. And what I've realized is difficulty doesn't mean it's not the Lord. Difficulty means the devil is holding you back from what you actually need. Come on, say that again for the people in the back. Difficulty doesn't mean it's not the Lord. It means the devil's holding you back from what you're supposed to receive. And in my life, when there's difficulty, it's a sign to keep pushing. Right? There's not a moment in my life that I sit back and go, oh man, okay, maybe it's not the Lord. It's not going to work. Not at all. And you don't do that in your relationships. And you don't do that in your marriage. And you don't do that in your job. You don't do that in your church. You don't do that in any area of your life. It's a 50-year commitment. It's staying true to something for the long haul, no matter what. Being committed to something for the long haul, no matter what. Great thought today. Great thought today. We love you guys. That's it. Join us tomorrow. Thank you for rocking with Engage, having a day. I'm out.